I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another episode of October's Very Own, the podcast where we talk about Drake every single day for a month until our brains explode, maybe. This is Dan Ozzie, and with me is Eric Sunderman.
31 days of Drake.
Yes.
31 days of Drake. We're back in the Drake chamber here, talking about Drake, the sixth god, OBS.
I feel like so far on the dozen or so episodes that we've done, we've talked a lot about Degrassi quite a bit, as that was sort of the start of Drake's career. But it's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's child actor, but it's very embarrassing because whenever it comes up, neither you nor I nor any of the guests that we've had have known literally anything about Degrassi except that he was in the wheelchair.
That's pretty much the only thing I know. I had my background with Degrassi was that my first girlfriend in high school was really into it. And that's
your girlfriend up in Canada who is
No, she was in Iowa. Definitely real.
Yeah.
Shout out Steph Eifler. She was really into Degrassi. And
she was in the show Degrassi.
She was in it, but also really into it and talked about it a lot. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know who Drake was then because I was like in, you know, grade.
I only know of it from, and this is embarrassing, back in 1996, the ska band Skankin' Pickle wrote a song about one of the characters named Spike, and that's my, besides Drake, the only thing I know about Degrassi.
Yeah. Shout out to our listeners who were born after 1996.
Yeah. 9/11 was crazy. I'm sorry.
Right.
You missed it. We figured we should have people who, like, actually knew what Degrassi is and like have watched the show before.
Speak to it with some sort of authority.
So not only did we find someone, we found two someones, Pilot Virouette and Larry Fitzmaurice, who cover a lot of TV stuff for Vice.com. Both big Degrassi fans. Welcome to the Drake Chamber.
Welcome to the Drake Chamber.
Hi.
Hey guys, happy to be on here.
I prefer Degrassi Scholar, but
see, now wait, there's multiple series of Degrassi. Break it down.
No, I'm a Degrassi scholar.
Oh, you're a Degrassi scholar. You would rather have that as your title. Okay, Pilot Virouette, Degrassi scholar, Larry Fitzmaurice, Degrassi enthusiast?
Yeah, I would say both.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, so as we mentioned, we literally just know the wheelchair Jimmy thing. Nothing beyond that. Start us off. When did Degrassi start?
Well, it depends on which one.
Oh, God.
Is this like Drake?
I don't want to do this episode anymore.
There's Degrassi Junior High. There's Degrassi High. There's Degrassi Next Generation. Right now,
this is like Star Trek.
Kind of Degrassi Next Class is on Netflix.
Don't forget the kids of Degrassi Street.
Yeah, was that thing.
Are they X-Men?
It's still going on.
Yeah. Okay. They moved to Netflix like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's in a wheelchair, though.
But it started as, it's a Canadian show, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when did it start?
It's still a Canadian show.
Okay. It takes place in Toronto?
Yeah.
I mean, TNG, The Next Generation, TNG started like right after 9/11, right? It was like 2001, 2002.
I think so. They all like blend together to me at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and how long have you guys been watching?
When did you start watching?
The first episode I ever watched was when Ellie was cutting herself, which I think was like season 2 or 3 of The Next Generation. That was the first episode. And then I went back and then I started watching since then.
Yeah,
so probably half my life.
Yeah. I think I started getting into it around like 2005, 2006. It was like I mean, this was like, I feel like this was like advent of the internet. So it was the kind of thing where I went over a friend's house and he had like VHS tapes of old Degrassi episodes. And the rest was history. I've been hooked ever since.
What's so hooking about? What's so catchy about Degrassi?
I mean, it's a teen drama, but it's the thing is, it's really good. At the same time, it's really stupid, and like it has that same. It goes from one to the other within like a single line of dialogue, and it'll be like a really emotional moment. You're just like, yes, this is perfect, and then someone will just like ruin it with like something shitty and Canadian. And I love it.
Whoa.
I mean, there's a lot of weird Canadian stuff in that show.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it kind of balances the... I mean, one thing, as an adult who's watched Degrassi for most of the time, I've been an adult.
Yeah, Larry is a full-grown adult. Mm-hmm. Larry was born an adult.
I'm an official adult. Now, I mean, I've had, like, a lot of former friends for this reason say to me over the years, like, you know, like, what is this, like, ironic? Like, are you watching Degrassi because it's bad? It's not bad. It's Degrassi is actually very good. It has a long reputation of, you know, promoting social issues that were under discussed on Canadian television, let alone North American television in general. But there's also, like, you know, it does kind of split that middle difference between being, I think you could call it high art, and also being kind of, you know, kind of like something fun and low stakes and wholly emotional. Like, if you're invested in basically teenage life at all, which I've always been interested in as a cultural critic, I think it's kind of like the Rosetta Stone, so to speak, for basically being a teenager in modern times.
I think one thing that's important about Degrassi is that they talk like teenagers. They don't talk like adults who are just 13-year-olds. And, like, because that's what I hated about Dawson's Creek, was that they all, like, talk like they were adults. And, like, no one actually talks like that. And with Degrassi, like, the scripts just feel like they're written by, like, a 15-year-old in study hall.
Yep. And real teenagers play the kids.
Yes. Not,
you don't have, like, a 45-year-old pretending to be 19. Like, it's like...
It wasn't like Luke Perry, who was, like, 24 when he played a 16-year-old boy.
Now, you see these kids grow up, which is crazy, because it's like you actually, like, between seasons, you can see, like, growth spurts and just, like, you know, kind of, like, you grow up with them in a way.
Yeah, and they're all attached. Like, the main character of The Next Generation is Emma, and her parents were big in Degrassi Junior High. So, like, every different iteration is, like, attached to each other. Mm. Like, right now, the principal is still the same as, like, it was when it started.
Tons of lore. There's, like, it's actually, like, I feel like Degrassi is like Star Trek. Because, like, there's so much, like, backstory and, like, connecting threads. Like,
So Drake was, like, the Captain Kirk of this.
I've never seen Star Trek.
Neither have I.
I put all my time into Degrassi.
I've also never watched Star Trek, only Degrassi.
I would watch it. Would you watch a Degrassi in space if they did Degrassi in space?
No. Well, I like Degrassi because it's grounded and realistic.
Literally grounded.
Yeah.
Besides,
shout out to Gravity.
Besides. Yeah, we don't shout out Gravity.
Yeah, we really don't.
Podcast.
Yeah, shout out to Gravity.
Keeps us down, keeps this liquid inside my cup. In my bev here. Besides Drake, has anybody emerged from Degrassi to have a successful post-Degrassi career?
Oh, yeah. What's her name who played Mia?
Nina Dobrev?
Yeah, she was on The Vampire Diaries forever.
Yeah, we got, I think Cassie Steele kind of has like a career-ish.
Cassie Steele was on the LA Complex, and now she's a musician.
She was a heroic character.
Yeah, she was the one who had an abortion. And it was a big deal, and they banned the episode, and you had to, like, go and find, like, a DVD copy on eBay of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
So besides, Larry's like, yeah, that abortion episode. Loved it.
It was great. It made me cry so much. Oh.
Classic, man.
I gotta look up the abortion episode.
There's more than one now, too, which is great. Yeah.
It's called Accidents May Happen. Accidents will happen.
Parts one and two.
Parts one and two.
There's a guarantee that the accidents will happen.
No, I was just going to ask if Drake was involved in this episode or not.
He was in it, but
you got a B-plot, I think, yeah.
So I guess how can you connect Degrassi to Drake's career?
So I don't know anything about Drake.
Okay.
Because basically,
post-Degrassi
like,
pilot is not interested.
Drake does not exist to me. Like, Jimmy Brooks exists to me, and that's it. Like, I don't know who this Drake person
is. That's pretty funny. That's a funny perspective, because Drake arguably is one of the, like, biggest pop stars in the world, but, like, from like your perspective, yeah. It's just like, well, this see,
like, guy face is like so unimpressed with it.
Well, like the first like year or two, everyone kept talking about him. Like I thought it was just giant joke where everyone's just like, oh, haha, the Degrassi kid's doing something. But like apparently he's like a good rapper and people like him. And I like thought it was just like, okay, we're all going to be ironic about Degrassi now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny because one of the people that I really got into Degrassi with was my friend Anna, who grew up in Vancouver for a bit. Shout out to Anna. Hope you're listening in Tel Aviv right now. But Anna, we watched a lot of Degrassi together throughout college, especially kind of over summer break, just kind of like marathoned it. This was when it was On the N, which is a now defunct...
It's Teen Nick.
Teen Nick now? Yeah, okay. So it exists, just a different form, just like Degrassi. But I think it was like, I was over her house once, and this must have been like 2008, like maybe early 2009, and she was like, you know, Jimmy Brooks is a rapper now? And I was like, what do you mean? And she pulls up this YouTube of him coming out with Lil Wayne. And we watched it, and I was like, this is a joke. Like, there's no way. This is going to be a thing. Yeah. And then,
do you think it started as a joke? Like, Lil Wayne was, like, playing a joke on the Degrassi kid? Yeah, yeah.
Also, just Drake does rap far. In the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this, because literally all Eric and I know is that Drake was in a wheelchair.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So basically, Drake was just like a character for a while. He was dating Hazel when it started, right?
Ashley.
He was dating Ashley when it started.
So he's like the popular kid?
Yeah, he was like popular kid. He played basketball, which is why the wheelchair thing was so bad, because he was like really good at basketball. Mm-hmm.
He was like Friday Night Lights before Friday Night Lights.
Is that
yeah? The first episode, the first episode, like the star quarterback, like gets paralyzed and he can't play football.
I saw the movie. I didn't see the show.
Okay,
yeah. The show's great.
Okay,
let's just talk about Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
I only watch Canadian shows. So.
Okay,
but yeah, he played basketball. His best friend was Spinner, who was also great. He dated Ashley, who was a musician, and like they collaborated together sometimes. And there was that one rap, I think it was with Spinner and Marco, where it just ends on "Shut up, girl, and make my lunch." And that is like the one Drake lyric that I know now.
Drake's first rap.
Because like, yeah. It fits
into the canon, to be
honest. Yeah. Like someone who like, I saw Drake like a few months ago, and I couldn't recognize any of the songs. And I left early.
If only he did that song.
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know these raps. They don't sound Canadian to me. I don't enjoy it.
Downtown Sasquatch classic.
Downtown Sasquatch was the best band.
Yeah, I mean, something that's interesting about Degrassi is that, you know, I think it's a trope, but a trope rooted in reality, that suburban kids like to make music together and they like to be in bands. And, you know, every iteration of Degrassi, except for Kids of Degrassi Street, which was literally about 5-year-olds, every iteration has had, like, a band or, like, kids being in a band.
Yeah. Multiple bands.
Because
the big thing with Downtown Sasquatch was the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, my God. Classic. Classic.
It really feels like you guys live in
I mean, they grew up with it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I've watched
it. But it feels like a town that you both grew up in.
Basically, I consider them my friends. Yeah. This happened to me in college where, like, I used to talk about Degrassi and people would think I was talking about real characters because I'd be like, oh, like, can you believe, like, what, yeah, you know?
You guys hear what Sam just did?
Yeah. And everyone's like, who are you talking about? I was just like, did you not watch last night? They're like, what? And I'm like, Degrassi? Like, no, I don't care about real people.
Pilot's like, guys, Sam just failed her Latin test. And they were like, Pilot, we don't have Latin in this school. Like, no.
But that is Degrassi, Dan. Watch the show.
Because, like, one of the things about Degrassi that I feel like everyone I've ever met who's, like, I've made them watch it, like, you don't like it after an episode or two. But after, like, 8 hours of doing nothing but watching Degrassi, it's your favorite show. Which is why the end did so many marathons. Because, like, you get Stockholm Syndrome. You're just like, this is amazing. And also, like, I believe in everything that's happening. And I want to go to this school, even though all violence happens at Degrassi in Canada. Yeah. Like, every violent thing, I think, in Canada happens in the halls of Degrassi.
Word. Canada is not a very violent country. It's certainly lower murder rate and shootings than we have here. Why was it so dangerous?
Yeah, I don't want to get
I'm not getting
that.
Malcolm Gladwell on it. It's like,
all right, well,
I'm going to stay away from that.
Let's talk about the one shooting, though. What happened to Drake? He was star basketball player. He was a basketball player, not star basketball.
He was a basketball player.
He was dating, popular guy. Then one day he gets shot by his locker or something, right? What happens to Drake?
He gets shot by Rick, who showed up earlier in the series as someone who beat his girlfriend and put her into a coma. And then they never mention that character again, but I assume maybe she's alive. Who knows?
Terry's dead.
Yeah, Terry's probably dead. There's a lot of unfinished plot lines in Degrassi. And then, like, Rick was dating Terry, and then, like, Terry did the whole coma thing, and then Rick was just, like,
Terry
a misfit.
Terry did the whole coma thing.
He was a misfit in school and didn't really, like, factor into a lot of it until, was it Emma who, like, started being nice to him at a certain point because he was getting bullied? And then they decided to pull a prank on him at this, like, trivia, what's it called?
It's like trivia ball.
Yeah. They just, you know, like, they just ask students questions and they compete against each other. And so they pulled this prank where he got covered in, like, feathers and was really upset and, like, went home and got a gun and came back. And, like, Drake was trying to, like, see now.
Jimmy was trying.
Drake.
Jimmy was trying to, like, kind of reason with him at a certain point and said he got shot. Oh, wow. And it's, I love Aubrey Graham, but it's some of the worst acting he's ever done is after he gets shot because he has to, like, do this dramatic, like, turnaround thing.
He's a good actor, too.
He is. He's such a good actor.
But not a physical actor.
This was going to be my question. Like, how would you guys rate his performance?
I think he has great comedic timing on Degrassi in general. The episodes where he, like, has to get a boner is really funny.
Why?
Because, like, well, after he gets paralyzed, he can't get it up anymore.
No, I don't know about Drake's boner. I'm all ears, though.
Well, he gets paralyzed and he can't get it up anymore, and he's, like, trying to with Ashley, and he has to go to, like, a physical therapist, and it's a whole embarrassing thing. But he has good
comedic
timing.
This all happened on Friday Night Lights also.
Degrassi sounds very similar to Friday Night Lights in a lot of ways.
So Friday Night Lights copied all of Degrassi. Got it.
Yeah. Word.
Whoa. Okay. I don't want to get into that.
Sure.
Well, so I have a question too, and maybe this is more for Larry, since Pilot, you don't really know Drake, but you know, Larry, you know music, and so, but so I'm curious because I feel like if one of the reasons that I was able to, like, become a Drake fan and get into Drake's music was because I didn't really know how corny Drake was when I kind of discovered his music, or at least like. Had this, like, reputation he had as, like, a child actor, like, this whole thing. I just heard some of his early stuff and I was like, well, this sounds sick, but I don't have like all this pretense around it. So I'm wondering, you know, how do you think the Degrassi background has affected your relationship with Drake's music, and has it changed you as a fan or not a fan, or, you know?
I mean, my whole thing was yeah, as I mentioned earlier, at first I was like, well, this is confusing. You know, this is weird. And to kind of address something you mentioned earlier, too, with, like, Drake and Lil Wayne, like, you know, I think Lil Wayne chose to kind of Svengali, so to speak, Drake's career, because he saw something similar in Drake that he was in himself. Lil Wayne, you know, wasn't on a TV show, but he was undoubtedly a child star who was kind of exploited by the machine early on. Yeah, so, absolutely. You know, there's parallels there, and I think he tried to give, he wanted to give kind of like a guiding light type of thing to Aubrey for his Drake persona. But, you know, as a viewer, it was like I watched that YouTube, I was like, whatever. Then I moved on, and then I heard So Far Gone, and I was like, this is incredible. Like, I took to it almost immediately. There was never, like, a moment of, like, and maybe this is just because, like, I have a history, personal history of just kind of liking deeply uncool things because I enjoy them, but I think there was never this moment of, like...
Larry likes the 1975. Oh, shit,
yeah, I mean,
the...
word. Hey, word.
I do,
word.
Too.
I'm sure Drake does as well. Yeah. but there was kind of this moment of, like... You know, there was never this moment of, like, like, is this corny because he's on Degrassi? Because it's, like... If anything, like, I was, like, really impressed by the second actiness of it all. Like, I think that's really hard. Like, almost impossible to pull off, and... You see a lot, like, I think rap and specifically is littered with the careers of people who have tried to make the jump from something else to rap and failed. And, you know, I think it's very funny that, you know, usually when somebody makes a leap from something else to rap and they're good at rap, it's because they really sucked at something else. But I think Aubrey Graham could have been a great, like, he could have done acting capably and...
That could have been his thing.
With a level of success. Yeah, I don't think he would ever be like... nobody on Degrassi, no matter how good they are, is ever destined for, like, receiving an Oscar. Like, that's not... They're good, but they're not that good. And they're especially good for child actors, but they're not that good. And they've never been that good getting older, in my opinion. And Pilot, you can come in here and just smash that shit up if you want. But
I think Cassie Steele is legitimately a fantastic actress.
I would agree with that, yes.
And I think that if people would take a Cersei and give her a good movie, she could get an award.
Justice for Cassie Steele. I would
the
agree
rest of
with
them
that
no.
as well.
Except the girl who played Kendra for like a season.
Yeah, that's true. And the actress who played Hazel, right?
Yeah.
She's pretty good, too.
Yeah, she's good.
Anyway, my point is that I think it's crazy that he was able to do this, and it's very impressive, and it's something that at this point, like, I still watch Degrassi constantly. It's something that's just like, you know, I know where I've left off with the season, and I go back and I pick it up and I keep watching it, and I don't even, like, at first it was like there was this weird disconnect where it was like, oh, this is Drake. And now it's just like, oh, cool, Drake's on TV. Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, great.
But also, Drake exists in the Degrassi universe now.
That's true.
They, like, mention him
really?
In one of the newer episodes. They just, like, mention, like, listening to Drake or something.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which, like, just fucks at the continuity.
Are they like, you know who would like this? Jimmy.
It's a rip in the time frame.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, the last season of Degrassi is going to be a huge black hole, just swallowing everything up.
The Rick and Morty effect, am I right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Degrassi has a great
Let's keep it to Degrassi, please.
Do you think that any of the cast members of Degrassi still, like, Drake still keeps in contact with them?
Oh, I'm sure.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like because, like, they grew up with that and they, like, just became each other's families.
Yeah, it's like his high school, right?
Yeah, like, it's like you had all your formative years, like, in this, like, fake high school and you're, like, doing your, like, real classes there. You're hanging out with your friends there. Like, you don't really see your parents that often. Like, they probably all just became really close and still talk.
Yeah. No, I mean, early internet social media stuff, one of the first things I did was, like, find all of the Degrassi actors' accounts, follow them and friend them, and
finally a use for Twitter.
Yeah, word. And my fiance does the same because she also loves Degrassi.
Are you gonna have a Degrassi theme at your wedding?
Well, it might be a good idea, actually. You've given me a rule now.
The school colors, or this the theme of the...
But I feel like Lauren Collins...
Lauren Collins is great.
Yeah, shout out to Lauren Collins, podcast listener and podcast doer as well. Lauren Collins played one of the most iconic characters in Degrassi. Her name was Paige, and I can't believe I almost forgot that. One mark down for my...
She also had a really unresolved plot line that is upsetting.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So in the last minutes that we have, I did not realize the scope of the Degrassi universe at all. I didn't realize it was like a Next Generation thing. I mean, I knew there were different iterations of it, but like this is deeper than I thought.
I mean, it's basically Marvel Cinematic Universe, but much better.
right. So what, if somebody was looking to get into it, if listeners are looking to get into it, what's the like Avengers starting point?
You started the Next Generation.
Next Generation.
First season of Next Generation.
And now is that the one that Drake was on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So season one.
Yeah,
Next
and you
Generation.
Go through like those 13 seasons, and then
how many
go back.
How many episodes are in a season?
23.
Yeah. So, well, it varies, but yeah, usually 23.
So 23 episodes for 13 seasons.
And there's a lot of like two-part episodes. All of them are named after a song title.
I think the first I think the first eight seasons of TNG are canon, and then I think you can pick and choose like depending on your tolerance after the next five. Then this current iteration is like perfect, pretty much.
Basically, go until Emma leaves, and then after that, there's no reason to keep watching.
It's actually a very, very good placeholder. Yeah, right. And if you want to dive deep into other stuff, you should.
Well, that was a very specific answer to that question. Pilot and Larry, thank you so much for explaining Degrassi finally.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, tomorrow we're going to talk about Drake again.
We're going to talk about Drake again.
We're
Come
Degrassi
back.
Experts now. So.
Yeah, now that we know about Degrassi, it's going to really inform the next thing that we talk about.
So stay tuned next week for
Subscribe.
Another episode.
Rate us
of
five
October's
stars.
Very own. Yes, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Thanks.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.